Lord, grant that we all might have faith like a child. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. There's a book called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. The premise of the book is quite simple, as you can imagine, and it's plainly explained in the title. The author goes through a list of simple rules which, when employed, open the way to a happy, healthy, and relatively just life. Be kind. Share everything. Don't hit. Tell the truth. Ask for help. The list goes on and on. Basic guiding principles that we all need to remember from time to time. A reminder on the things we deem most important to teach our own children, to ensure from an early age that we are raising them into the people we want them to grow up and send into the world. I often hear folks lament, "If only life were as simple as it were when I was in kindergarten. He took my toy. She hit me. He's not being nice." We patiently, and sometimes with a bit of smirk on our faces, help our children to reason through these insurmountable problems. These are the life lessons that become the building blocks to help them to grow and learn how to be in relationship with one another. The problems we face in adulthood might be more complicated, but they boil down to essentially the same premises that we explored all of those years ago. This morning, our reading from Exodus is one of the most famous biblical passages in our scriptures, the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments, as Charlton Heston would be quick to remind us, are the laws Moses delivers to the people after venturing up the mountain for a conversation with the Almighty. The nation of Israel has been wandering through the desert, begging God to provide. And in each instance, God has come through with the food or the water or any of the other things necessary to life for our own survival. But still the people cry out for more. Surely, God, there must be this land flowing with milk and honey just around the next bend. How much longer? Moses leads his exhausted people onward towards that land that they've been promised, despite the constant subversion, bickering, and dissent. Moses is just as tired as all of the others, but he has the gift of having heard the voice of God directly in that burning bush, on the riverside, and even in his own heart. So he conveys the promise of God to the people who could hear this voice on their own if only they would open their hearts and minds to the Spirit's gentle whisper. But this is still not enough. This can never be enough. And the shouts for more are deafening. When Moses ascends the mountaintop, it is surrounded by clouds and thunder, and God's voice terrifies all below. They fear that Moses will not return, so in a later scripture we learn that they've fashioned for themselves an idol. They've been provided freedom from slavery. The Red Sea has parted before its eyes, and they have had manna literally fall from the sky. But they cannot get along, nor can they keep their eyes focused on God. This is why God has decided to send down the commandments. God is directly communicating the best ways to live with one another in this place that God has created for us. In fact, the godly play lesson for this text is called the 10 Best Ways. I love godly play. It's one of my favorite curricula that we have available to us, and it's one of the most successful programs we've had at Epiphany for years. This is a Montessori-style curriculum that's based in stories that engage our children. The ancient stories of our faith told in a way that calls for children to sit with rapt attention, quietly mesmerized as the storyteller focuses only on the pieces of the story in front of them and unfolds this lesson for all of the children involved. The godly play lesson for this biblical story starts with a heart that's cut into three different pieces, just like a puzzle. The teacher explains that God has instructed the people that there are 10 best ways to live, and those best ways can be divided into three different categories: love God, love people, God loves us. The lesson goes on to enumerate the commandments in kinder, less thou shalt not language. Would that we could hear these commandments in that same way. As direction from a loving God, instructing us in the best ways to love God and each other, and in turn, how to love ourselves and to feel the love of God that is constantly being sent to us. But we overcomplicate it. We nuance these simple truths until they barely resemble themselves. We hear news stories about laws that have been developed to justify killing someone else. In advertisements, much like that golden calf, we are told we need this one more thing to add to our already abundant collection. That one more thing is what will do it for us. We see our neighbors return home with something newer and shinier than our already new and shiny thing, and suddenly ours seems duller in comparison. We have to work that seventh day because 6 days just isn't enough to accomplish all that we want to get done. We can't possibly rest. Just a few more hours and we can get it done. We turn our heads and our hearts away from the plight of folks who are suffering on the other side of the world because they're not our neighbors. We worship idols designed to get us ahead rather than a God who created, redeems, and sustains us. And we do most of it without even realizing what we've done. Be kind. Share everything. Don't hit. Ask for help. We are the Israelites. We are in a wilderness of our own making, losing sight of a God who loves us. But the miracle that God is forgives these missteps and constantly sends us reminders and love to encourage us to remember who we are and whose we are. God provides us opportunity after opportunity to come back once again to the 10 best ways to live. In the person of Jesus Christ, he sent a living model of these things. God's own Son, God's own self, to show us that it is possible. Jesus came and reminded us, as the godly play story hints, that these things can be broken down into three categories. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. In a way, Jesus was the original godly play teacher. At the end of each godly play story, the teacher engages the children with I wonder questions, designed to draw the children up from the pieces of the story and back into the world, to engage with one another. I wonder which one of the 10 best ways you like best. I wonder which one is most important. I wonder if there are any we could leave out and still have all that we need. I wonder how we can hear them once again this morning with a new heart and a new mind. I wonder how we as a congregation are being called to live into our lives in new ways and to invite others in. to walk in the commandments we were given, with the calling through our baptism that has commissioned us into service, I wonder how this world might be changed if for just a minute we could stop looking at all of the idols around us, slow down from our busyness, and ask ourselves to just look for an instant in that mirror and see ourselves as God sees us. I wonder how the world could be changed if we were able to do that for ourselves and for all of the people around us. I wonder, friends, can we do that together? Amen.